Strict moral codes are not the stuff of Bollywood. India's movie industry is known for its romantic, if predictable, plots. Boy meets girl, boy and girl fall in love, and they dance happily most of the time. Well, a new Bollywood movie is shaking up that predictable image. Correspondent Harshita Kohli is in Mumbai. She says the film Don't Ask Why, which isn't in theaters yet, adds a twist to the traditional storyline.
It's about a man who comes into the big city, is trying to make his life here. Along the way, he meets somebody, and that person just happens to be another man.
Some have called it Bollywood's answer to Brokeback Mountain. Is that a fair comparison?
It does not have huge directors, you know, big production houses, or it does not have huge actors doing this. If you were to see a huge A-list actor do this role, what that would mean is that it is, you know, in India, these actors are treated almost as gods. So you're having somebody whom you look up to as a role model taking a stand, because they almost look at it as that if you are doing a role which deals with homosexuality, and if you're playing a gay actor, that means you're okay with it. You're okay with homosexuality and you support it. So yes, I think to a certain extent, you can compare it to Brokeback Mountain. The big difference is that, you know, Brokeback Mountain had a huge director behind it. It had two huge actors as the lead roles in the movie. In this case, that's not the thing. So I think the only thing that you could compare it with is the fact that, yes, there is an element of homosexuality in both the movies.
An element, actually rather an explicit relationship between two gay men.
Absolutely. Sometimes in our movies here, we'll almost see the homosexuality being reflected more in like a comic way, you know, maybe a tongue-in-cheek remark, maybe some amount of caricature. This time in Don't Know Why, they're actually trying to show you, you know, how a gay relationship works, how it functions, how difficult it may be. And in doing that, they have been quite explicit. I believe there is a full-on kiss in the movie. There is a complete lovemaking scene. I've been told there's some amount of action in a bathtub as well.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. So you're saying that Bollywood has had gay characters in films before, but they haven't been treated very seriously.
No, they haven't been. You know, sometimes they've just been about certain mannerisms. I think the most recent film that dealt with a certain amount of homosexuality in a very small way was a movie called Dostana. It was out of a production house by one of the biggest directors in this country, Karan Johar, who's currently in the news for another movie called My Name is Khan. You know, the actors have been all over America for that movie. But yes, coming back to Dostana, that was more about two straight men pretending to be gay because of certain conditions in the movie. You know, it was a comedy movie. It, again, you know, it has dealt with homosexuality, but without really dealing with it.
Now, Don't Know Why isn't due out for another few months, but it's getting a lot of attention. I'm wondering how religious conservatives in India are reacting to the build-up to the film.
I think the big question is going to come up is when it gets passed through the censor board. How much will the censor board leave in the movie? How much will the director agree to leave in the movie? You know, if he's not ready to edit it, will he go with an adults only certificate? You know, that means half of your audience is going to stay out of the theaters and not see a movie. Because you have to realize in India, a Friday night, a Saturday night is all about families going out. So you'll have the parents accompanied by their children going to watch movies. So, you know, you have to look at an audience that may start from, say, 6 and go up to 60.
Our listeners might remember that an Indian high court ruling overturned a law against homosexuality in India last year. Has that led to gays being more visible in Indian media, not just movies, but across the board since then?
I think, yes, when this law was overturned, it did give a lot of people in this society in India a chance to come out and be open about themselves. It was a great move. You know, you will not see gays overnight displaying their sexuality, displaying their choices, because at the end of the day, our society is still very, very conservative. We've not yet accepted the fact that two men or two women have as much a right to live as a man and woman. Some people think it's right, some people think it's wrong. So yes, that's always open for discussion, and it does not matter which court, you know, says it's all right or says it's not all right. People will still, to a certain extent, have to hold back and not be very open about it.
Correspondent Harshita Kohli joined us from Mumbai. Great to hear from you. Thanks.
No problem.